Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jerusalem and the Palestinians in 2018, a year in review. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more information behind that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In this last year, Jerusalem becoming the capital. Really, it was 17, but just a couple of days before, Jerusalem becoming the capital, the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel.
Well, of course, it's always been the political capital. In reality, it just hasn't been recognized as such by pretty much anybody else on earth. And when you have the largest power on earth, the United States, announcing a move of its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it's going to open a floodgate. That's what it's done, Jimmy, and we're going to have more embassies move in 2019. The Israelis are very happy with that. It is Israel's capital. It has been since 1948, really since King David, and finally, the world is starting to recognize that fact.
Hamas at the Gaza Strip, it's been very active almost all year long. We've talked about it on almost every report you give us. What do you see happening now and in the future?
Well, yes, Jimmy. Yesterday, again, there was rioting along the border. This has been going on since March. Hamas leadership this week said it will continue until the Zionist enemy is destroyed. So Hamas, once again, reaffirming that it wants to see Israel completely wiped out as a state and replaced by a Palestinian Islamic fundamentalist state. It's not going to happen. Jerusalem will be the capital of the world, as you said. The Lord is coming back and will rule from there. But apparently, at least this part of the Palestinians are going to continue to fight for Israel's destruction.
David Dolan with details on Jerusalem and the Palestinians during 2018, a year in review. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In 2018, Jerusalem was accepted as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel by the United States and many other nations of the world. By the way, God chose it as his capital in Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. President Trump fulfilled his promise to move the United States Embassy into Jerusalem, which caused great controversy, as foretold in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. However, it was done. In 2018, Hamas intensified its attack on the Jewish state because the Palestinians want Jerusalem as the capital of their state, Palestine. Israelis say, no way. The Bible seems to confirm that statement of the Jewish state. That's Obadiah, verses 15 to 18. These two issues will heat up as we look into 2019, according to the prophetic passages of Scripture. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...